The opening game was the Women's Edward Challenge Cup, with holders Rimi retaining the trophy with a 2-1 win over Royal Artillery. An own goal by Royal Artillery's Lance Bombardier Jessica Gibbons opened the scoring in the second minute for Rimi. She made amends with an equaliser in the 87th minute, but 2 minutes into stoppage time, Lance Sergeant Hayley Johnson fired home the winning Rimi goal.
Got to a point where they equalised and I thought, we're not going into extra time, because I was knackered. So I thought, get up there, if it drops to me, hit it and hope. And it went in, so couldn't ask for anything more.
Next up was the Army Minor Units Cup, a lively game between 19 Tank Transporter Regiment and Uphaven Station. The game saw the goal of the day from Staff Sergeant Paul Stricklington of Uphaven Station when he scored a scissor kick goal. The game ended 2-2 and went straight to penalties, with Uphaven Station the eventual winners 4-3 on pens. It's the first time they have lifted the trophy. Team Captain Corporal Stephen McCallum.
Great as a station. I mean, we're only a small station. As you can see, this is pretty much all of the representing people of the station football team. There's only about 20 or 30 of us to choose from, and it's a great to get to the Army Unit Minor Units Cup final and go on to win it.
The final match of the day was a 6-goal thriller in the 115th Army Challenge Cup final, 7 Regiment versus 30 Signal Regiment. 7 Reg got the breakthrough in the 7th minute through Laidler, and man of the match Sean Woolley added a second in the 63rd. 30 Signals Regiment pulled a goal back through Wellsford in the 66th minute before 7 Reg increased their lead and all but sealed victory in the 85th minute, with Woolley scoring his second. In the 89th minute, Wilkinson slotted home a penalty for 7 Reg, making it 4-1. It wasn't quite over, as 30 Signal Regiment was awarded a penalty in injury time, with Lance Corporal Sam Agar slotting home, making it 4-2. And 7 Reg held on to lift the trophy for the first time, which means a lot to team captain Lance Corporal Callum Wilkinson and the regiment.
I've got a lot of mates that have won the only one before. And they've all said, just enjoy it, just try your best and see what happens. And obviously we've done it, it's the first time any of us have done it apart from one of the players playing, and it's I don't think it's sunk in yet, really. Massive history. I mean, there's only one or two RLC teams that have won it before, so to have our names on that trophy, it's just fantastic.
For the Forces Station BPS, I'm Richard Wyeth at the Army Football Cup Finals Day in Aldershot.